Well, today's a pretty important day. Do you know why? Today is episode 100. 100. I have been here. I have been talking to you for 100 episodes, and it's a good one today. Today, we are talking about the five reasons that you are not getting the results you want from strength training. Okay, so look, listen up. You may want your pen and paper for this today. This is a really good one, and it's really, really practical. And these are things you can start implementing or stop implementing, really, kind of the way I have it set up here. But no, there's definitely practical things that you need to be doing, things you need to stop doing. But these are things you can start putting into practice right away, because I want to see you crushing this Act 2 game. This is our Act 2, friend. This is like the best time of our lives if we are intentional. If we're not, it's not the best time of our lives. And then we just accept the status quo in aging. But we're not here to do that. We're here to challenge the status quo in aging. You ready to do that with me? We're in it together on our 100th episode today. So exciting. So get on your tennis shoes, go for a walk, or grab your coffee, a pen, and a notepad, and get ready to take some notes. Lean in. Here we go. Welcome to the Age in Reverse podcast, where we talk about how to boost energy, joy, and fun over 40, all through a faith-forward perspective. I'm Lisa Arundel, aka Lisa Lou Fitness, your dancing BFF. I'm a dancer, a lover of Jesus and coffee, a high-performance health coach, and an integrative health and fitness expert of over 31 years. After being diagnosed with autoimmune disease, congenital heart defects, degenerative disc disease, major knee issues, and more, all in my 20s, I finally decided to take back control of my health. Now, in my 50s, I have more energy than I ever did in my 20s, and I'm here to show you how to experience the same thing. If you want to remain independent, build your faith, and enjoy more energy, joy, and fun in your life, you are in the right place. Let's challenge the status quo on aging and make Act 2 our best years yet. Welcome, sister. I'm so excited you are here for today's episode of Age in Reverse. It is kind of a big deal day, I'm just going to say. This is my 100th podcast episode. 100. I can hardly stand it. I can't even believe that we've made it to 100 episodes in such a short period of time, and you are such a big part of this celebration with me. I'm so grateful for you. I mean, you're the reason I keep doing this. You're the reason that there's 100 episodes. If you weren't DMing me and giving me Apple Podcast reviews and messaging me and leaving feedback, I wouldn't even know you were listening. So the fact that you are here within the sound of my voice, meeting with me every week, hopefully twice a week, for our Age in Reverse tips on Tuesday and our Faith Forward Friday episode on Friday, I'm so grateful, and I'm humbled. I'm humbled to be here and doing this, and it's such a passion of mine. I love it so much. So thank you for being here with me today to celebrate 100 episodes. And so I've got an epic episode for you today. What we're getting into are the five reasons that you are not getting the results that you want from strength training. But first, I want to officially invite you to get off the sidelines. If you have been hearing me talk about my Faith Forward Age Backward program, this is your sign that it is time for you. Because look, this program, you are now able to enter it and any point in time. But 1 month from now, you're going to be another month older. You're going to be another month stuck right where you are. I want you here right now, because I have no doubt in my mind that you are here to challenge the status quo on aging, or you wouldn't be listening to this podcast. I want you to hear what one of my ladies said yesterday, one of the ladies in my group. Because look, one of the biggest things that I hear is that I'm afraid I'm going to fail. I'm just afraid I'm going to fail all over again. I've done so many things. I am worried I'm just going to fail again. I want you to hear what she said. She said, "I can't tell you how happy I am to be part of this wonderful group of ladies. I told my husband they are the real deal, and I feel like I want them in my life forever." That is because, okay, so that is the end of what she said. That is because you make heart connections in the group. You get me, you get my team, you get this amazing program, but you get other women on this same journey with you, and you make friendships that you're going to have for the rest of your life. That is one of my favorite parts about this. The community here is phenomenal. So if you're worried you're just going to start something up and something else and fail again, here's what I want you to know. We've got your back as a community. So many things that you've tried and failed at in the past, you probably have not had the level of accountability that you will have with us. So look, if you want to go check it out, I want you to go to lisalufitness.com/fab. That's lisalufitness.com/FFAB, because it stands for faith forward, age backwards. So it's two F's. Okay. You put in one F, you're not going to get there. lisalufitness.com/fab. It's also going to be in the show notes. Okay. Let's get back to our topic, because the topic today, you're going to love it. So if you're listening and you're like, I don't strength train, Lisa, so you're not really talking to me today. Well, I am, because where I'm going to begin is why you should be strength training in the first place. And if you haven't started yet, listening today is going to help you start correctly. If you are strength training and you're like, yeah, that's me, I'm not crushing it with my strength training, maybe you don't know what you're doing, or maybe you really just have no plan. You're walking into the gym or into, you know, your room with your weights, and you're like, I don't know what I'm doing. I really, really want to encourage you today to lean in. You may want to take notes. I always encourage note taking. I'm a big note taker. I also encourage you to throw on your tennis shoes and go for a walk while you're listening to this podcast. Don't take notes while you're walking. Just listen, soak it in, and then you can listen again and take notes, okay? All right, so I want to get into this because this is a really, really big passion of mine, to talk about strength training. And, you know, just in general, women over 40, you're my jam. Why are you my jam? Because I'm over 42. I'm over 40 as well. I am 51 at the recording of this podcast, so I'm a hot minute over 40. But I just know that there's so much confusing and conflicting information out there. And if you're not really on top of it, if you don't really know and understand what you should be doing at your age, it gets really overwhelming, really confusing. And my goal, my job, my passion, my heart is to keep it as simple as possible, to get you into momentum so you start seeing results, so you can age in reverse. Why is this podcast called Age in Reverse? Is it so we can all revert to being 20? Heck to the no. This girl doesn't want to be 20 again, ever, ever, ever. We're talking about biologically. We're talking about a cellular age reversal that was 100% possible if you're implementing the right protocols. One of those protocols is strength training. So those of you listening who aren't strength training, please lean into today's episode. Those of you who are like, I'm here for it, I'm here for all the tips because I'm not getting the results I want you to listen up, okay? So I'm passionate about this because I see women, and I've seen them, I've been doing this for over 31 years now, and I see, so with my own clients, women that come to me and start working with me, women that I see in the gym, women that, you know, I have had just who have been friends, you name it, I have seen over and over again, women not crush their strength training because they're missing some really key components. And over 40, ladies, we cannot do things like we did when we were 20 and 30. We're not 20 and 30 anymore. Our bodies are changing. This is not a bad thing. It just means we need to shift how we're doing things so we can get better results. Okay, so if you are the woman who is confused, if you are the woman who is doing all the things and you're not seeing the results, here we go. You ready? So before we dive in to why you're not getting the results, I want to go ahead and give you some benefits of strength training. I'm going to keep this short. I've done podcasts on this before, but I'm going to give you three main ones, okay? Preservation of muscle mass is number one. So as we age, we naturally lose muscle mass, which is a condition known as sarcopenia. Okay, so we naturally lose muscle mass if we're not doing what we need to do to maintain muscle mass. If we're not doing anything to maintain or increase, you will need lose muscle mass. That's not cool. We don't want that. Strength training helps to counteract this by stimulating muscle growth and preserving existing muscle mass and even adding to muscle mass, right? Which is great. That helps to create that body recomposition that we all want. So this is crucial for maintaining mobility, strength, functional independence as we get older. Yes and amen. We all want that functional independence. Okay. Number two, bone density. Strength training doesn't just benefit the muscles, ladies. It also strengthens the bones. So weight-bearing exercises such as squats and deadlifts stimulate both bone formation and density and reduces the risk of osteoporosis and fractures as we age. We don't want to have bones that are not dense and strong because that sets us up for injury and rapid aging. So bone density, that right there should be all the reason you need. And the third and last one that I'll cover, this is by far not the only other benefit of strength training, improved metabolic health. So resistance training can improve insulin sensitivity and glucose metabolism, which can help to prevent or manage conditions like type 2 diabetes. It boosts your metabolic rate. It makes it easier to maintain a healthy body weight and body composition. So hopefully those three things have you perked up enough to go, okay, I've heard before that this is really important, but now I'm convinced, right? Because now you're totally convinced. Yes, I hope so. Okay. So let's say you are already strength training. You are already strength training. Why are you not seeing bomb results? Why are you not seeing your body, you know, recomposition happening the way you want? Why aren't you seeing fat go and muscle increase? Why aren't you getting those strength gains? So let's get into five reasons you're not seeing the results you're after from your lifts. Number one, you are not using progressive overload. Okay, it is so important to progressively move up in your lifts if you want to see improvement. Too many times women will lift the same weight for years and do nothing else different. How long have you been lifting those 5-pound weights, ladies? Tell me you're not still lifting 5-pound weights. Stop it. If you want your muscles to undergo a shift, you have to give them a different stimulus over time. One of the ways to do that is by increasing your weight, but you don't just have to increase weight. You could also increase, you could add a stability component, okay? So let's say you're doing, I just want to take something that is, everybody would know what it is. Let's say you're doing an overhead press. So picture yourself holding two dumbbells at your shoulders and you're lifting them up overhead, okay? So that's basically an overhead press. So let's say you're ready to take it up a notch, but maybe you don't have any heavier weights, but you're like, this is way too easy now. I want to take it up a notch. What if you stood on one foot and did it? Well, now you're adding you're progressively overloading by adding a stability and balance component, making it more difficult to do that overhead lift. Does that make sense? So that is one way to progressively overload. And because there's a balance element there, you don't have that full stability with both feet. You obviously wouldn't start this way, then you would progress into this, then that lift is going to be harder to do and to do well. You're adding an extra stimulus, okay? So progressive overload means you are progressing the difficulty of that lift. One of my favorite ways to do that, again, there's so many ways, is to add weight, but you don't always have to do it that way. So we'll get to that in just a few minutes, but without a different stimulus, again, amount of weight, the timing of the lift, that's another way you could do it. Let's take that same exercise, and instead of going up and coming down, maybe 2 seconds up, 2 seconds down, what if it was like 4 seconds up and 4 seconds down? Well, your muscles are going to peter out a heck of a lot faster that way. That is another way to progressively overload, especially if you don't have heavier weights, all right? If you're doing the same thing over and over, your body will not change. You have got to increase this or shift the stimulus by increasing the load in some way over time. All right, we're going to talk about that, what that overtime means. Well, how long, Lisa? How long do I do this? Do I lift that way for a week, 6 weeks, a year? How long? Okay, we're going to get to that in just a minute when we talk about lifting heavy enough. All right, but number two is not eating enough protein. This is by far one of the biggest obstacles I see for women over 40 when it comes to getting the most from their lifts. They struggle to get in enough protein. Look, 30 grams of protein per meal should be your minimum. If all you can do is 30 grams of high quality protein per meal, you're going to be doing pretty good. Most women need more, especially if you're lifting. But look, as we age, we need more protein because our bodies don't digest it as well. And so the same amount of protein that we could have gotten away with when we were 20 and we lifted and we had bomb muscles, it's not the same in your 40s and your 50s and your 60s and beyond. We need more. So you need to prioritize protein. So again, 30 grams per meal should be a minimum. And if you want to really, really maximize your results, you may need more than that. But that's your very bare minimum. Okay, that was number two. Number three, not lifting heavy enough. All right, I said it already. Put down the 5-pound weights. You're stronger than that, okay? Put down the 5-pound weights that you've been lifting since the 90s or the 80s or whatever. Lift heavy safely. What does that look like? What do you mean, Lisa? How do I know what heavy is? And how do I know what safely means? So you should be lifting a weight that is impossible to lift beyond 12 repetitions. So if I were to say, okay, give me 10 bicep curls and you pick up a couple 5-pound weights and you do 10 repetitions. And at that 10 or 12th repetition, you're like, I feel like I could keep going for another 20, 30 repetitions. You're not lifting heavy enough. Who has time to lift 100 reps? And your body is just not going to get the same results as if you were lifting heavier. So what I want you to do is focus on lifting a weight, especially at the beginning of your lifting journey, right? To where you cannot go above 12 reps because that weight is so heavy at the 12th rep. Does that make sense? Okay. So do that and then progress, like I mentioned in tip number one. And when that 12th rep becomes too easy for you, now it's time to go to heavier weight. So now we're answering the question, well, how long do I lift, you know, a specific amount of weight? How do I know how long is too long or not long enough? When does that 12th rep become too easy? It became too easy. You feel like you could squeeze out another two or three. Now it's time to go up in your weight. Does that make sense? So maybe you were doing 15 pounds or 10 pounds. We'll say 10 pounds. We'll just stay with bicep curls because pretty much everybody knows what a bicep curl is. Say you're doing 10-pound bicep curls. After 2 weeks, that 12th rep, you're like, oh my gosh, this is actually not that hard. I could totally squeeze out another few more. Now it's time to go to a pair of 12s or maybe a pair of 15s, okay? So that's how you are going to progressively overload in that area and or for that muscle group, and you're going to do it safely because you're not starting with a weight that you can't get out for, you know, more than six. You're going up to 12, 10 to 12, all right? When that 12th rep becomes easy, that's when you go to heavier weights. Now, as you get stronger, listen to this. Listen to me because this is why women hire me. This is why women come into my Faith Forward Age Backward program, because this is just one of the many facets I teach them. I teach them about anti-inflammatory diets, how to manage stress, how to balance their hormones, how to, you know, age with their brain super, super sharp. I teach so many different things, but this is one of the things I help them understand. So as you get stronger, you can drop down to 10, 8 to 10 reps. So you don't always have to be doing 12 reps, meaning that 8 to 10th rep is nearly impossible to get out. Wouldn't you rather stop at 8 than stop at 12? Hello, time saver. Yes, yes, please. Please and thank you. And your body is going to love you for it. So eventually you can work up to the weight being heavy enough that you can barely get out more than 6 reps. Okay. Now, when we're talking as low as 6 reps, like that, you can't hardly get out a 7th rep. I actually prefer this being on what we called compound lifts. What is a compound lift? So it's any exercise that gets several different muscle groups involved at once. For instance, a squat. Pretty much everybody knows what a squat is. When you squat, are you only working your quads? Are you only working your butt? Are you only getting your hamstrings involved? No, it's multiple muscle groups. Those are the kinds of things that I really prefer to see, that 6 rep range, again, once you have progressed there, once you have gained the strength there, because that load is being spread out through multiple muscle groups, and it's not just at one specific joint. Let's go back to our bicep curl. Let's say you're lifting. Let's say I gave you a 20 pound weight, okay? And I go, okay, all right, let's go ahead and lift that 6 times. And that 20 pound weight on that 6th time, you're like, holy cow, I cannot get out another rep. The problem with that could be is that there may be a breakdown at the joint. Again, if your joints aren't strong, which that's a reason to be strength training, because it does help to strengthen your joints and even improve flexibility. But if you are lifting at that one singular joint with that one isolated muscle, the main muscle group happening there is the bicep, that 6 reps may be too, you may be lifting too heavy if you can only do 6 reps. Now, if you're an advanced lifter, we can have a different conversation. But again, those, you know, when you get to the 6 rep range where you're like, I can't get out one more, typically, it's more than one muscle group that is being worked at a time where you're going to safely do that. So I hope that makes sense. Okay, so that's 3. 4 is not having a plan. 4 reason you are not seeing results with your lifts is you don't have a plan. You kind of shoot from the hip. And when you shoot from the hip, you're like, you walk into the gym or maybe you walk into your other room that you have some weights sitting there and you're like, I don't know. I guess I'll do some bicep curls and I don't know, maybe I'll do some squats. And I saw this cute little move the other day on Instagram. I think I'll go ahead and add that in. When you do not have a plan, you will not see those results that you're looking for. So what you need to do is have a few exercises that you stick to week after week and get good at them. Get good at those lifts every single week. So I have my girls, I'll give you just a few things I have them do. I have them do sumo squats. I have them do deadlifts, single leg. Do I have them do single leg? I'm trying to think of what programming I have right now. I think it's I don't remember. I'm not looking at the workout program. I just gave them something new the other day. I have them do, like, for upper body, I have them do a bench press or a chest press. So those are multiple muscle groups are getting involved there, right? Skull crusher. If you don't know what these things are, it's okay. But my point is, if you were to see the movements that I give them, they're almost all compound movements that make more than one muscle group work at a time, so they can go a little heavier as they get stronger. Not right away, but as they get stronger, okay? And it's a plan. I have them stick with that plan for months because I want them to get really good at their lift with really good form, and then I want them to progress and lift heavier or slow down that lift a little bit so that they can it's time under pressure, right? So that they can get that muscular adaptation that they're looking for if they don't have that next set of weights up, maybe because, you know, they're not part of a gym and they have a limited amount of weight. So again, going back to progressive overload, there are different ways to elicit a muscular response other than just adding weight, but that is, of course, one of the ways. But not having a plan, shooting from the hip, it's just not going to yield results. Find a few ones exercises and do them each week, okay? I have my girls broken down into upper body and lower body. They know what days to do which. They have plenty of time in between. And that way, from week to week, they can slowly progress as they're getting stronger instead of bouncing from this workout to that workout and this exercise. And now this week, we're adding something new. And next week, we're going to add 3 more things. It doesn't work that way, okay? You're not going to get great results bouncing around. Get a plan. Lift consistently, do consistent lifts from week to week, get really good at those lifts, master those lifts, and then you can progress those lifts. All right, 5, I just alluded to, and it is not recovering long enough. not prioritizing recovery. This is the number five reason you are likely not seeing good results with your lifting. So lifting too often or too many days in a row is not a good way to recover. You may have heard that you need to put at least 48 hours between muscle groups so that you're not working the same muscles each day. If you haven't heard that, now you have. You don't want to work your upper body on Monday and work it again on Tuesday. Like, those muscles need rest. They need recovery. It is during the recovery that we get the adaptation and the change, not when we're constantly breaking down the muscle. They need to be able, those fibers need to be able to repair. That's where we're seeing the change, okay? But here's the thing. So, sorry, I just lost my train of thought. Let me get back to my notes here. Okay, so every time you lift, you're eliciting a stressor. It's a healthy stressor if you're recovering well. It is a non-healthy stressor if you are not recovering well. So how do you know? How do you know? I don't know. How do I know if I'm recovering well? Well, are you sleeping well? If your sleeping tanks, let's say you all of a sudden you're like, I'm lifting really consistently now, but I notice that my sleep is not good anymore. You're probably overtraining. That is a sign. Are you staying really, really sore? If you're staying sore all the time, that's not good. That's a sign you're not giving your muscles enough time to recover. Are you feeling weak during your lifts? Are you like, okay, I should be lifting XYZ by this point, and I feel like I'm almost getting weaker? It could be because you're just not recovering enough. You're not putting enough time between your lifts. And so it's not just don't work the same muscle group 2 days in a row. Over 40, ladies, you may need 2 to 3 days between any lifts. You may not, but you may, okay? So understand that recovery is every bit, if not more important than the actual lift itself. Because you could go lift 7 days a week, and that sounds great, but you know what? Your body is going to be in a consistent catabolic state. Catabolism is just a breakdown. A muscle breakdown is not the state you want to stay in. You need to allow for recovery, okay? So those are all signs of overtraining and not getting enough recovery. Another thing you can do, though, to make sure you are recovering well is prioritizing your sleep. 7 to 9 hours a night will help your body recover. You need about 90 minutes of deep sleep per night for your body to recover well. Deep sleep is body recovery. REM sleep, or rapid eye movement sleep, you need about 2 to 3 hours. That is how your brain recovers. That is how we get rid of all those senescent or those zombie cells in our brain, and we've got fresh, you know, clarity, and we can think and we have good recall. That we don't get that without good REM sleep. We don't get good body recovery without enough deep sleep. How do you know if you're getting enough REM or deep sleep? So glad you asked. I have the Oura Ring, O-U-R-A. I feel like I never say it. Aura Ring. I never say it the same way. I don't even know. But that's what I use. It's one of the most accurate sleep trackers out there. I absolutely love it, but it doesn't just track your sleep. It also tracks your recovery. It tells you your readiness score. It even knows if I ate too close to bedtime, because my HRV, heart rate variability, we won't get into what that means exactly, but it basically measures the beats between, or the rhythm between your heartbeat, and it's a sign of how stressed your body is. The higher your HRV, the better, the lower. That means you're probably not very recovered, especially if you're lifting too often. So what is too often? Three days a week seems to be the sweet spot for most women, because that will give you enough time. That means you can put 1 day between your workouts or 2 days between your workouts, right? And still get 3 lifts a week. You may also be able to work out 4 days a week. I know women over 40 who can work out a little longer than that. I'm not one of them. I hate it because I actually really enjoy lifting, even though I said in last week's podcast, quote, exercising. I don't necessarily love exercising, but remember what I did say. I love the results, which makes me run to exercise, right? I love the results. So lifting is an enjoyment for me. I wish I could do it 5 to 6 days a week. My body says, oh no, sister, my deep sleep tanks. My sleep in general tanks. I feel weak and exhausted if I lift too often. And we're not talking about the same muscle group 2 days in a row. I haven't done that in years. I've known that for a long time. We're talking about just lifting in general, because again, that recovery is everything. There's a lot more I could say about recovery. I'll probably do an entire episode on recovery soon, because it is so incredibly crucial to everything in our life, to stress management, to recovering from our workouts, to recovering from, just life, right? To recovering, how do you even recover from a poor night's sleep? There's ways to do that. So that's definitely, I'm just going to make a note, that's definitely an upcoming podcast episode. But I hope this was helpful for you. I hope this helps you, number one, either go, okay, it's really important for me to start lifting, so I'm going to start, because now I know what to avoid and I know what to do better to be able to get into action. Or number two, oh, this makes so much sense. These are probably some of the reasons why I am not getting the results I want from my lifts. Guilty as charged, right? Hand up here. I've been guilty of every single one of these things. Absolutely. So you live and you learn, but hopefully today you have learned something new, and maybe, you know, it's given you something to think about for how you're going to approach your strength training. But regardless, ladies, approach strength training. Just approach it correctly so you're getting everything out of it. I mean, you're doing all this work. I want you to get the results that you are after, right? Okay, thank you for being here. Thank you for joining me for my 100th episode. I feel like I should be, I don't know, I feel like I should like cue some really celebration music and have one of those things that you spin. I don't even know what that's called, but anyway, it's really obnoxious sounding, but I feel like I should have confetti, although you can't see it here. But I'm really, really excited. I'm grateful to be here. I'm humbled that you have been with me. Some of you have been with me literally for all 100 episodes. If you haven't, go back to the very beginning when I first started. You get the whole shebang, the whole experience. Here, I was the Lisa Lu Show when I started, and then I rebranded to Age in Reverse, and it has just been such a fun journey, and God willing, I will be here for a long, long time doing this for years and years to come, because I absolutely love pouring into you and love just being a part of your life. Thank you for letting me in, and I will see you for our Friday episode of Age in Reverse. Fridays are called Faith Forward Fridays, and it's always just, you know, something God has laid on my heart. Maybe it's a scripture that really stood out to me for the week. I always pray, Lord, what do you have me, what would you have me say to these ladies this week? And he never, ever fails to provide me exactly what so many of you need to hear, because it's often exactly what I need to hear as well. All right. Thank you again for being here with me, and I will see you next time. Hey, thank you so much for being here with me today. And depending on which platform you're listening on, be sure you're either following or subscribe so that the latest episodes are really easy to find. And if you have a moment and you found value here, it would mean everything if you could take just a moment and leave a 5-star review for this podcast so that I can get the message out to more women. Thanks again for being here, and I will see you next time.